Good afternoon. Our surface low that is tracking off the New Jersey shoreline, along with the upper level trough that's over our region, is going to be departing east by the early afternoon hours. So as a result, we will see a gradual decrease in precipitation coverage. Also, boundary layer warming is going to result in a rain snow mixture that's going to further reduce the expected accumulations. So perhaps just a few more inches for the higher terrain, with around an inch or less for the valley locations. Conditions are going to quickly improve throughout this afternoon with increasing amounts of sunshine, and temperatures should rebound but remain cool for mid-April, with highs mainly into the 40s. For tonight, we are looking at a light northerly wind, looking to help keep the weather tranquil but still feeling chilly under mostly clear skies. Temperatures should fall back into the 20s for the higher terrain and lower 30s for the valley locations. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal boundary meandering across the southern plains to southeast will be a focus for thunderstorms over the next couple of days. Today, potentially strong to severe thunderstorms along with locally heavy rain and flash flooding are forecast for eastern portions of Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. A slight risk for severe weather is also in place across portions of Florida. The flash flooding and severe threats are expected to ramp up on Sunday, with an enhanced risk of severe weather in place for tornadoes, high winds, and hail across the lower Mississippi Valley and southeast. A moderate risk of excessive rainfalls and flash flooding is outlooked for those areas, as well as over 3 inches of rain could fall over areas that have received above normal rainfall over the past few weeks, exacerbating the flooding and flash flooding threats. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 at Miles City, Florida, to a low of 7 at Lake Yellowstone in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain showers with cloudy skies as our highs reach near 51 degrees. In Boston, expect cloudy skies with some patchy showers and patchy fog as highs reach near 41. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 43, windy as well with gusts reaching as high as 28 miles per hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today are: the average high is 60 degrees, while the average low is 38. The record high of 90 was set back in 1976, while the record low of 21 was set back in 1875 and tied in 1948. Today's sunrise was at 6:08 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:41 p.m. That is a total of 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 43 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are seeing a chance of showers early on this afternoon, then we'll see a gradual decrease in cloud cover, becoming mostly sunny towards the end of the day as highs reach into the upper 40s. For the night tonight, we look at mostly clear skies with overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at cloudy skies with some scattered showers this afternoon and some patchy fog as highs reach near the mid 40s. For the night tonight, we look at mostly cloudy skies, then gradually clearing as they start to work their way into the later part of the overnight hours, overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a chance for showers early on this afternoon, then gradually clearing in cloud cover, becoming mostly sunny towards the end of the day, highs reaching near the low 40s. For the night tonight, mostly clear skies are expected with overnight lows down in the 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at some showers early this afternoon and then staying cloudy with highs reaching into the low 40s. For the night tonight, partly cloudy skies are expected with overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, Cloudy skies early on with some showers, becoming mostly sunny towards the end of the day as highs reach into the upper 40s. For the night tonight, mostly clear skies are expected with overnight lows in the low 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are looking at mostly sunny skies with highs reaching near 60 degrees. Chance for showers to arrive as we get towards the evening hours. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.